lineups brought to you by Fans Heating and Air, Winners Trophies, and Game Days Team Sports. Here's Brian Barrett.
All right, Kevin Woodson's Riverdale Warriors going with Steven Wilson, number 11, 5'6", junior guard. Number 23, Jalen Campbell, 6-foot junior guard. Number 20, Austin McGrone, 6-foot sophomore guard. And Logan Thigpen, 6'7", senior center, number 34. The Oakland lineup after the tip. Ball is in the air, and it is controlled by Oakland. Starting number 23, Emmanuel Smith, 6'2", junior guard. Number 30, Dante Lippert, 6'5", senior center. Driving the lane is George Stanberry, 5'10", senior guard, and he takes a charge on the drive. So a foul on Stanberry. Number 15, Devin Epps, 5'10", junior guard Epps. And number 21, Kyle Oliver, 6'4", sophomore forward Oliver. So that's your starting lineups for Oakland and Riverdale from Game Days Team Sports, Winners Trophies, and Fans Heating and Air. Riverdale basketball. Tomas Gray into the left corner. Finds McGrone. They're moving left to right. Feeding inside to Thigpen. Turns, spins at the foul line. Has to get out of the paint. Gray with the three attempt. It's no good. Stanberry down the floor quickly and now pulls up. Passes over into the far corner to Epps. Now Epps gets it back and dumps it down low to Emmanuel Smith. Misses it. Rebound. Oliver drives, baseline, three-footer, good. Kyle Oliver. 2-0, and we have played a minute. Oakland with the lead, the first basket here in the District 7 AAA tournament scored by the Pats.
Riverdale going to have a bit of a problem matching up with Oakland's size down low. Getting some good play there from Kyle Oliver.
Thigpen fires it up, baseline jumper won't go, but Tomas Gray there to tip it in. Be very, very surprised if he is not an all-district nominee on the boys' side of things. Dante Lippert in the far corner. Oakland moving right to left in the white uniforms tonight. The home team on the scoreboard. Smith goes up, has it tipped out. Now back to Lippert for three from the right corner. First bank three, Dante Lippert, 5-2, Oakland.
Good push out there by Emmanuel Smith. Didn't have the shot. Found Lippert over in the corner.
Steven Wilson now back out to the top of the key, Jalen Campbell. The feed inside from McGrone to Wilson, and it's batted around. Rolling around on the floor, coming out of there with it is Epps down the far sideline. Gives it up to Oliver, tries to go baseline, cut off there, back to Epps. Looks over the three, doesn't take it. Now flips it back out to Stanberry, who fires off the long-range three-pointer, which is nothing but net. First bank three for Stanberry, 8-2 Pats. Wilson, bounce pass to Gray in the lane, dumps it low and away. Stanberry stepped in front of that, stutter steps, glides down the lane, and they say he traveled. Stanberry, John, in this first minute and a half or so, gives me the indication he's wired, he's ready to play, maybe a little too much so at times.
Yeah, I think that's exactly right. He's kind of one of those players that takes him a little while to get going, and he tries to do too much, I think, sometimes, and Mike Wright knows that, but really offensively, they really need him in there for that outside shot.
Our second game tonight, Laverne and Smyrna boys coming up after this one. McGrone drives the lane. Campbell cutting through, tries the lay-in. It is blocked by Oakland. Ball still on the floor. Emmanuel Smith picks it up, and now a foul called on Thigpen. Hustling after the ball. 34, Thigpen. And Oakland will inbound right in front of the scorer's table here at Harry Gill Jr. Gymnasium. Smyrna High School hosting the district tournament this year. Isaiah Igabor is in the game. Passes off to Lippert, far wing. He attempts a three, no good. Oliver with the rebound, put back. This won't go. Igabor goes up left-handed, missed that. Tomas Gray comes out of there with it, but lost control of it. Turnover Riverdale. Stanberry cutting through. Now gets it baseline to Lippert, who flips up a little two-footer.
Well, Riverdale's got to do a better job of protecting the basketball. Three turnovers. They've scored twice off of them.
10-2, and the ball tipped out of bounds by Emmanuel Smith. Stanberry going out. Coming in is Epps, who went out for a breather when Igabor came in. 4.5 to go here in the first. First of 12 games between now and Tuesday for us here. McGrone drives baseline, now goes left side off the block. Missed it, but there to put it back in the hole is Logan Thigpen on the right. I think he's going to be a key for Riverdale tonight.
Well, and that aggressiveness was a good sign for Kevin Woodson, seeing him go on the boards and put it back in.
10-4 Oakland. Working off a pick is Epps. Igabor now left wing. Drives back to Emmanuel Smith for three. That's Kyle Oliver. It bounces three times and finally falls in. Kyle Oliver with the first bank three. John, the threes are falling for the Pats.
And they're not a three-point shooting team, really, Brian. They've not really shown this except for Stansberry, but they've got Oliver, Lippert, and Stansberry tonight.
Now Riverdale has turned the ball over again. Lippert to Emmanuel Smith, cuts through, goes right side, missed it, tipped up and in by Lippert. And we've got a timeout here, I'm almost certain, and we do. Riverdale calls the timeout as they trail Oakland 15-4. And it is a timeout for us to talk about Bob Bug and Stan Vaught at Bob Parks Auction.
Well, from residential, commercial, farms to land, the elite team of Bob Bug and Stan Vaught at Bob Parks Auction specialize in it all. They have a successful history of serving estate settlements, complete farm dispersals, and business liquidations. For all of your auction needs, call Stan Vaught at Bob Bug, 896-4600, and online at bobparksauction.com.
Be sure to check out Intersource Tournament Central on our website, goprimetimesports.com. Downloadable brackets there, plus tournament results, all online at goprimetimesports.com. Ryan Barrett, John Dinkins here with you tonight.
You're going to be a little lonesome without your Twitter tonight, isn't it?
Well, there's
kind
not much
your
to
Twitter
follow.
Feed.
I'll still look at Twitter every now and then. We're here where all of the action is, so won't have that many scores coming in from other places. Riverdale really needs a basket here. They've hit a bit of a drought. 15-4, Oakland with the lead. Wilson at the foul line, glides in the lane, kicks it back out. Brad Woodson pulls up for the long two and got it.
Man had a good head fake there and got his man off of his feet. And Brad took it in for a nice little jumper.
He had a three, but to shake the defense, he had to settle for two. And it's Emmanuel Smith firing up the two from the right wing. No good. Rebound, Gray. Gray gives it off to McGrone here in the near corner. Woodson open for three. This time it's a little off. Rebound, Wilson has it. Flips it back out, finds Woodson. Fakes, now drives in. Nothing there. Bounce pass into Thigpen. It's kicked away. So Riverdale will inbound here on the near baseline.
They're going to throw a lot of big men at Logan Thigpen tonight. He's going to see several.
McGrone, as Woodson triggers in the inbounds pass. Comes straight away now to the left side, and we've got a hand check foul called on Stanberry. And that's his second.
Yeah, that's two on him, and he's going to have to go to the bench.
Both of the open fouls on Stanberry. Coach Mike Wright visibly upset at that, not at any one in particular, just the fact that it happened. George playing aggressively defensively. Woodson here to the near corner to Wilson. Tipped away. Wilson gets it back. Now drives to the foul line. Bounces it to Gray. Gray back to Woodson. Oakland's defense is smothering right now. McGrone, baseline, turns, spins, looks at a six-footer. Got to get rid of it and thrown away. How many turnovers is that? Five turnovers here in the first quarter. Emmanuel Smith, pull-up jumper, baseline, no good. Rebound, Stephen Wilson. Got a good look at a 10-footer there. Now McGrone for three off the lip of the rim. Rebound comes out deep. Wilson to Woodson. Woodson's three bottom. Brad Woodson, the first bank three, and the Warriors needed that in the worst way, 15-9.
He's come over off the bench and sparked him here with 5 points.
Epps drives, goes right side. Six-footer is up, no good. Rebound, Riverdale has it, and now McGrone tried to kick it off of Emmanuel Smith, and they're going to say Oakland basketball because Woodson was out of bounds when he made that catch, I guess. It's the only thing it can be. Crowd beginning to file in here. Decent crowd so far. I'm sure Saturday's crowd is going to be outstanding here at Smyrna High School. Inbounds is made, and Dalton Smith, who just checked in, has it for the Oakland Patriots. Smith back out gives it up to Oliver. Now Epps has it with 1:19 left in the first. Deep right corner, now Dunaway. He's in the game, fires up the three, bounces three times, and the big man gets it to fall.
Well, they've gotten the roll tonight. That's twice two three-pointers have gone in after they've trickled off the rim and then went in.
First bank three gives Oakland a nine-point lead. Wilson, he'll shoot it from anywhere, now pulls up after faking the three and drives from the right side, gets the two-point basket. Wilson a threat anywhere. 18-11. Oakland with 45 seconds to go has the ball and the lead. Dunaway flips it back out to Epps, and we're going to have a foul called on Epps, maybe? Nope.
It's going
to be on McGrown. The way Epps reacted there, I thought it might have been on Epps. Epps to inbound in front of the Riverdale bench. Looking and finds Dunaway, and then Dunaway flips it right back to him with 36 seconds. They may hold for one here. Gibbons into the game for Oakland, has the ball. They feed inside. There's going to be a foul on Epps, I believe. Epps is fouled, at least.
Well, that was a good feed by Dunaway from the right corner. Found Oliver kind of scooting down the left side, and they fouled him. That's the only way they could stop him. He had two coming up.
It is indeed Oliver going to the foul line and not Epps. First one is up and bounces high, no good. From the Fans Heating and Air free throw line, Fans Heating and Air providing unparalleled products, service, and support since 1966. 896-7930. Another one upcoming here for number 21, sophomore Kyle Oliver. Pretty young bunch Mike Wright has. This toss, no good. 29 seconds. Gibbons with the rebound. Epps goes up off the glass. It's good.
Well, that was a great play by Gibbons. A good hustle play to get the rebound. Then find Epps in the lane for the score.
20-11. Oakland back up by nine. 16 seconds. Riverdale's going to have a chance at the last shot. Pick set by Thigpen. Gray with it. Glides baseline. Puts up one. Nice basket there with the left hand. Tomas Gray. Oakland's got some time with two, with one. Gibbons fires it up from long range. No good off the back of the rim. And your score after one quarter of play, 20-13. You're listening to State Farm District 7 AAA Basketball Tournament coverage on WGNS.
Hello, friends. This is Lenny Farmer on behalf of the Jennings and Ayers Funeral Home, located at 820 South Church Street in Murfreesboro. Jennings and Ayers has been serving funeral needs for Rutherford County for over 100 years. Call us at 893-2422. Let us have a conference with you so that you might choose those items ahead of time, thus relieving the burden from your family. We guarantee the price will never change the rest of your life. Jennings and Ayers Funeral Home, 893-2422.
Heating, AC, electric, plumbing, and gas, we can take care of you. Call Thompson Services, we'll get there fast. We stand behind the work that we do. 274-2281. Make one call to get your job done. Heating, AC, electric, plumbing, and gas. Call Thompson Services for values that last.
Get to a better state, State Farm.
FM 100.5, FM 101.9, AM 1450.
From District 7 AAA Basketball Tournament coverage on WGNS, brought to you by Roscoe Brown Heating and Air, Bud's Tire, First Bank, Claiborne and Taylor Insurance, and Martin's Home and Garden.
That's John Dinkins. I'm Brian Barrett here for District Tournament coverage, and Riverdale trailing 20-13. They have the ball. Woodson in a bit of a pickle here, gives it off to Campbell, drives, and he's going to be fouled by Emmanuel Smith going up and should have a couple of shots upcoming.
Emmanuel Smith over the back. Campbell with a good drive in the lane.
Brian,
Riverdale shot 60% in that first half, first quarter, that is, 60%, 6 of 10. Oakland, 50%. They were 8 of 16. The difference there is they got six more shots off and three baskets off turnovers.
Jalen Campbell missed his first free throw, but the second one falls through from the Fans Heating and Air free throw line, and that's the first free throw of the game. It's been made. Both teams struggled just a little bit here early on. 20-14. 6-point lead for Oakland, and they have the ball. Stanberry, playing with two fouls, has it now straight away. Pass left wing to Lippert. Looks in, cutting through Smith. Didn't see him. Now Stanberry for three. Does he hit this? No. Rolls around the lip of the rim and falls away. Watkins, falling out of bounds, throws it away. Lippert in the lane, goes up with the right hand, one-handed, it's good. That was a sweet move by Dante Lippert.
And again, Brian, another point off a turnover. That's six now for Riverdale.
Well, Kevin Woodson is not very happy with the turnover situation. Tomas Gray gets the feed from Cameron Watkins in the game. Now the three by Wilson up, no good. Rebound, Stanberry for Oakland. Tries to pass inside and has it kicked away by Watkins. The winner of this game will play on Saturday afternoon at 3:30 versus the number one seed Blackman. Blackman, of course, 24-0 and the first team to go undefeated in the regular season since the 85 Riverdale team. Give you another interesting stat after this play. Driving Watkins down goes baseline. Now kicks it back out. Three ball up, no good by Woodson. It goes out of bounds. It'll be Riverdale basketball. Last touch by Oakland. Nelson Smotherman was telling me an interesting stat. The year before that, 1984, was Dickie Thomas's Oakland team that went to the state championship game. They went undefeated just the year before.
Is that the Allen Slater team?
Yep. Gray has it on the left side. Pulls up now, just a little short. Tipped up by Woodson, saved by Campbell. Flipped out to Wilson for three, no good. And they just can't buy a basket this trip down. Oliver, Mohawk and all, gives it up to Smith. Now Stanberry to the foul line and resets. Lippert, left wing, to Emmanuel Smith. The long distance three, no good. Actually, it was a two right on the line. Driving, Watkins tries to flip it up there. Reverse style, he's fouled by Epps. Are they going to say he was shooting? That's the question. I would think they would have to, and they do. That's one on Epps. That is the fourth team foul for Oakland. They lead 22-14. And that is going to send senior Cameron Watkins to the Fans Heating and Air free throw line. Fans Heating and Air has offered the finest products and services since 1966. 893-7930. First toss, no good. He'll have another. This one does fall through. 22-15. Oakland leading and have led throughout. Riverdale's made some runs. I think Oakland's biggest lead has been nine a couple of times. 5:20 left here in the first half of play. Emmanuel Smith dumping it low to Oliver. Tries to use the glass, no good. Tipped around, pulled out of there by Woodson. Woodson to McGrone, who crosses the timeline now. Over to Woodson here, right wing. Way out here, so gives it up to Gray on the left side. Bounce pass. And tipped away. Campbell just lost control of the ball. Another Riverdale turnover. That's seven. That's been their biggest problem tonight, I think, John.
It certainly has, and they're not getting off enough shots. And they're still cold when they're hitting them some, but not getting enough opportunities.
Fadeaway baseline jumper, no good by Oliver. Tipped up by Lippert. Missed and tipped again. Missed that. Tipped again and missed that. But Riverdale finally comes away with a rebound. McGrone looks over the three. Now passes in traffic. They turn it over again.
Well, you just can't throw it through three guys. How many times you hear me say that?
Well, and that's exactly what he tried to do. Turnover bug has bitten Riverdale here in the early going. Lippert going to travel with it, drug his foot. He faced a double team. Oakland's turned it over three times. Girls' night tomorrow. It's Siegel and Smyrna in the first game, Oakland and Laverne in the second. We're going to bring you all of the action here from the district tournament. 4 minutes to go, midway through the first half, 22-15. I guess that's not true. It's midway through the second quarter. And there's going to be a foul called on Kyle Oliver in the front court. Midway through the first half would be start of the second quarter, would it not?
That's correct, Brian. I'm with you on that.
A little math here. Lots of folks to thank here, and we'll do this periodically throughout the tournament, but Rick Powell, Billy Harris, Sean Middleton, their co-athletic directors, want to thank them for doing such a great job here in this tournament. Stolen away by Stanberry. He's got a layup down the far side, and he missed it, but he's fouled after the fact by Campbell. I'm not sure he was shooting. They're going to say he was shooting. Foul is on Campbell. George Stanberry at the Fans Heating and Air free throw line to shoot a couple. This one is no good.
Neither team tearing it up from the free throw line. Riverdale 2 of 4. Oakland hasn't hit one yet.
Scott Walker just sent me a text, said he was eating at Toots, and someone inside said they love listening to us here on the radio doing the games. Shot missed from the free throw line. Rebound. Dunaway drives and gets the basket to fall. Oakland getting all the breaks here. 24-15. Ball tipped up. Wilson skies. I don't see how that little guy can get up that high. Wilson lobs it into Thigpen. Thigpen turns, spins on Dunaway, fires it up, missed it. He's on the floor hard. Oakland roaring out of there with it. Emmanuel Smith stops at the foul line. Jumper is no good. And then a foul before the rebound. Called on Oakland.
I think Dunaway. Nope.
Oliver.
I saw the one. I didn't see the first number. We're not at a very good angle to see the officials.
No, we're
put their hand up.
We're as far on the right side as you can be and still see the floor from left to right. Gray feeding inside, finds Thigpen. He works it off the glass, missed it. Rebound, Gray, and going up, he's hacked and fouled.
Tomas Gray with a good offensive rebound there, following Thigpen. Riverdale scoreless here in the second quarter in terms of field goal shooting. They're 0 for 6.
Tomas Gray. First one is good. If you're Riverdale, you've got to take advantage of these opportunities here at the charity stripe. And the senior connects on the first Fans Heating and Air free throw. We'll have another here now. Big deep breath, bend to the knee, shot it, and got it. Six for Gray. He's Riverdale's leading scorer, 24-17. Riverdale hanging around. Oakland's led since the tip. Oliver, make that Emmanuel Smith right wing to Stanberry straight away. Tries to penetrate from the left foul line, kicks it back out. Now they feed inside to Dunaway. The hook shot's good. Boy, if he get the big man gets that going, John, he's going to be almost unstoppable.
Well, they gave him a lane. His step wasn't that quick, but they gave him enough lane to move. He made a nice move to the basket to score.
26-17, stolen away. Turnover, Riverdale. Stanberry glides in there. They're going to say he traveled.
Yes, and he did.
He most certainly did.
Crossed over his leg and...
That's part of that maybe trying to do a little bit too much at times, but he's definitely been a spark plug here this evening. Riverdale basketball, length of the floor to go. 2 minutes, 3 seconds, and counting here left in the first half. Gray trots over to near Kevin Woodson, gets the play, and now down the floor, crossing the timeline to Thigpen, left wing. Woodson looks over the three, doesn't take it. Now back to Gray. Thigpen off the right block, turns, spins, tries to go up, gets away from Dunaway, missed the shot. Pretty good move. That's an interesting battle in the paint if that gets warmed up tonight.
Well, he made a great move, but just couldn't deliver it into the basket.
Oliver back near the three-point line, tries to get it to Dunaway, and Oakland's turned it over now. That's their fourth turnover. Gray to Woodson, Woodson to Wilson. He'll shoot that three ball from there, and he nailed it. First bank three, Steven Wilson.
That's his area from the corner. Corner in, that's his area.
Warriors within six now. Stanberry to Oliver, down in the far corner to the foul line. Hurls one toward the goal, and he is fouled with a minute two to go in the first half. Foul is on Thigpen. That is number two for him. Dalton Smith coming into the game, and Kendall Wellborn going to come in for Oakland as well as Dante Lippert. Kyle Oliver at the Fans Heating and Air free throw line. The first toss is good. He will have another. Fans Heating and Air has built their business on complete and total customer satisfaction since 1966. 893-7930. Another toss here for Oliver. Bend to the knee, shot it, and got it. 7 points for Oliver. Dante Lippert leads the scoring for Oakland with nine. He's back in the game. 8-point lead for Oakland. Riverdale could use a basket here to take it into the locker room on a high note. Wilson back out to Watkins. He drives the lane, dumps it down low. Campbell goes up, has an easy one under there. Jalen Campbell.
Nice penetration down the baseline by Watkins and found Campbell all alone.
Big Pen going to the locker room with a bloody lip, it looks like. For the Warriors, 27 seconds, Oakland basketball. Lippert in the corner. Looking around, Dalton Smith to the foul line. Flips it back out to Oliver. Now back to Igobor with 18 seconds. To Dalton Smith. Dalton, the bounce pass in the lane, taken away. No, Wellborn saves it to Oliver. Pull-up jumper, no good. Lippert there, rebound. Put back, no good. Tipped up. Igobor got it to fall, and there is a foul. Isaiah Igobor with the rebound, tossed it in the hole. Foul on Brad Woodson, his first. And a plus one attempt coming up here for number four with 4 seconds left on the clock.
Boy, that was a big trip down the floor for Oakland. Hits his free throw, and he does.
He nailed it. 3 points for him now. Going out for Riverdale is Watkins. McGrone came back in. 31-22, Riverdale, length of the floor to go. Gray with two, with one, going to put one up from midcourt, and it is no good. And that's your first half, 31-22, Oakland leads at halftime here on State Farm District 7 AAA basketball tournament coverage. When we come back, much more information for you as we continue on WGNS from Smyrna High School in a moment.
What we offer here at Music World is a chance to get a hold of the instrument and actually put your hands on it and play it. Get a hold of the drum set and hear the drums, hear the different heads, hear the different guitar strings, and hear the different offerings that we give here. Things you cannot do on the internet, things you can't do online, you can't actually hear the instrument. And once again, we will not be undersold. Anything you can find us, bring us an article, or bring us an add-in, and we can match that price any time of the day. We are Music World and Drummers Den across from Indian Hills, 2762 South Church Street.
That's amore.
Gondolier Italian Restaurant has opened their first Middle Tennessee location in Murfreesboro. Enjoy their incredible $4.95 work week lunch special every Monday through Friday from 11 to 3. You get breadsticks, a salad or soup, and an entree for only $4.95. And don't forget to finish your meal with one of their delectable desserts, many of which are made in-house. That's Gondolier Restaurant at 219 Northwest Broad Street, just south of the Murfreesboro Square, and online at MurfreesboroGondolier.com.
Martin's Home and Garden is the premier place for gardening, landscaping, and outdoor buildings.
This is Lester Martin. Visit our full-service nursery and garden center on Northwest Broad with the largest selection, quality, and customer care. Martin's Landscaping offers residential and commercial lawn care and property management from design to installation and maintenance. We have over 4 acres of storage sheds, gazebos, playhouses, playsets, and pergolas with the best warranty in the industry.
Martin's Home and Garden on Broad Street across from Demas's.
Don't make the 1-800 mistake when it comes to your peace of mind and your auto insurance. As your local auto owner's agent, we'll take time to sit down with you face to face and discuss your insurance needs. I'm Doran Claiborne with Claiborne and Taylor Insurance. Come by our office at 319 West McKnight Drive or give us a call at 893-5064. So don't make the 1-800 mistake when it comes to your insurance. Give us a call. We're your local Auto Owners agent.
You can depend on Claiborne and Taylor.
At Butts Tire Pros, everything rotates around you. It starts with a hassle-free experience where you're welcomed by the business owners, Bud and Kay Mitchell, and you're never sold anything you don't need. With hundreds of tires available from all major brands like Michelin and BF Goodrich, your tire investment is covered by the nation's best warranty package featuring roadside assistance. For local service you can trust without the hassle, visit Bud's Tire Pros, located in Murfreesboro, or call 896-TIRE. That's 896-8473.
Since 1940, your first choice for air conditioning and heating repairs has been Roscoe Brown. Now when you have plumbing problems, it's also Roscoe Brown. You can depend on Roscoe Brown for any type of plumbing service and innovative plumbing solutions. Roscoe Brown is fully licensed, bonded, and insured, and fully qualified to assist with heating, air conditioning, and now plumbing. Roscoe Brown. Phone 888-MY-ROSCOE.
Get to a better state, State Farm.
FM 100.5, FM 101.9, AM 1450.
State Farm District 7 AAA basketball tournament coverage continues here on WGNS. While we have a break in the action, we're going to talk with our Intersource 24-second cash clock representative. It's Walter Dixon who we're going to give a shout here. Walter was the name drawn from the hundreds that were submitted for the 24-second cash clock, and he's going to have a chance on Saturday to win $10,000, $5,000 for him, and $5,000 for the school, which he's going to represent. We're going to catch up with him right now.
Hello.
Is this Walter Dixon?
This is Mr. Dixon.
Walter, this is Brian from WGNS Radio calling to say congratulations on your name being drawn from the hundreds who entered the Intersource 24-second cash clock. Now you've got a chance to win $10,000.
I'm pretty excited about it, actually, and I've been up playing basketball trying to get the rhythm just down. I'm getting in practice mode right now.
Getting in practice. Right. What school are you playing for?
It's the Riverdale Warriors. My daughter currently plays for the Riverdale Warriors.
Maybe your daughter's giving you a few tips.
Right.
Walter, we just wanted to take time out of our broadcast to say congratulations on your name being drawn from the hundreds that entered the Intersource 24-second cash clock, and you're going to have your chance on Saturday to shoot the basketball for about $10,000, $5,000 for you and $5,000 for Riverdale High School. Again, congratulations, Walter.
Okay, thank you so much.
Appreciate it. Walter Dixon, his name was the one chosen from the WGNS Primetime Sports Intersource 24-second cash clock. He's going to have the chance to split $10,000 with the school of his choice, that being Riverdale. Obviously, his daughter goes to school there. Walter Dixon is the lucky winner who will have the chance to make a layup, a free throw, a shot from the top of the key, and a half-court shot. Do that in 24 seconds. He's going to pocket $5,000. Riverdale will pocket $5,000 as well. Also, we've had lots of weekly winners during the Intersource 24-second cash clock. Gift cards, Toots gift cards, Kirk and Burt's gift cards, iTunes gift cards. And also, still coming, DirecTV for a year. So somebody's going to win that, and lots of great things going on here during the district tournament with Intersource. Want to thank Andy DeGraw at Intersource for this great idea that's brought lots of excitement here to the district tournament, also helping out with hospitality room and such. So hats off to Andy DeGraw at Intersource and all of his staff who made this happen, and we've got details coming up soon now on what we're going to do in the spring. So I guess what we say in the business is stay tuned. We'll be right back with more coverage of State Farm District 7 AAA basketball tournament coverage here on WGNS. Hope you'll stay with us. Family fun at the Smyrna Bowling Center at the corner of Sam Ridley Parkway and Weekly Lane. Owner Roy Bowden joins us to talk about leagues.
We have a whole range of leagues from people who claim they can't bowl on up to the very professional types.
Plus, being open 24 hours a day gives those who work in industry, like at Nissan and others in the area, the opportunity to unwind.
They love to come in right after work, have a good time, relax for a little while. They go home and they're in great shape.
The Smyrna Bowling Center at the corner of Sam Ridley Parkway and Weekly Lane.
Hi, this is State Senator Bill Ketron. I want to tell you about my good friend Chuck Haynes down at Murfreesboro Automotive. Chuck's team has many years of training and experience. When GM began closing their dealerships, he was able to hire the best technicians. They know how to fix it right the first time. If you're driving right now and your engine light is on, go by and see Chuck. They'll scan it, tell you up front what it's going to cost, and they'll take care of your car right then and there.
No surprises at Murfreesboro Automotive, located between Chili's and Chewy's, just off of Broad Street.
We are at Olympus Athletic Club here in Murfreesboro, and we're asking people why they joined Olympus.
I love working out. They've got the weights I need and all the cardio that I need, and I just love the atmosphere here and the whole nine yards.
Olympus Athletic Club has two locations in Murfreesboro, one in Shelbyville and one in Spring Hill.
This is Sean Barber, founder of Olympus Athletic Club. We have the least expensive, most intensive athletic clubs in Middle Tennessee.
Get in the best shape of your life. Join Olympus Athletic Club. Online at gymolympus.com.
Reeve Saint Drug Store. There's an app for that. Add the Reeve Saint app to your mobile device, create an account, and you can order prescription refills, arrange for pickup and delivery, track upcoming refill dates in your medication record, and view your drug information. To download, visit reevesane.com/refills. This is Lori Saint Smith at Reeve Saint at 1801 Memorial Boulevard. Also, visit us at reevesane.com.
Get to a better state, State Farm.
FM 100.5, FM 101.9, AM 1450.
31-22, the score here at halftime, Oakland leading Riverdale. Scoring looks like this. Brad Woodson had 5 points. Stephen Wilson with 5. Tomas Gray with 6. Jalen Campbell had 3. Cameron Watkins with 1. Logan Thigpen with 2. Dante Lippert for Oakland had 9. And he led the Oakland Patriots and all scorers. George Stanberry with a 3. Devin Epps with 2. Cal Oliver with 7, including a first bank 3. And Ricky Dunaway had 7 off the bench, 2. He also had a first bank 3. Our team stats, Riverdale had 11 rebounds to Oakland's 14. Riverdale shot 40% from the field, 8 of 20. They had 2 first bank 3s. Oakland, 11 of 26 for 42%. They had 4 3s, which is really, that's not the thing you see from Oakland very much, but they did shoot 4 3s tonight. Riverdale, 4 of 6 for 67% at the free throw line. Oakland, 3 of 7 for 43%. Riverdale had 10 turnovers, big factor in the game so far. Riverdale's 10 turnovers, Oakland had 4. Our stats tonight brought to you by Fans Heating and Air, Winners Trophies, and Game Days Team Sports. And the stats brought to you tonight by Jones Car Wash, which is proud to support all student-athletes in Rutherford County. Located on Memorial across from O'Charley's, Jones Car Wash offers full service and exterior car wash services. Each wash includes wheel cleaner, bug removal, and towel drying. They also offer Rain-X, foam wax, tire shine, underbody wash, and air freshener, which requires no additional time. Better service, better wash, right price. Give Jones Car Wash a try next time you decide to wash your car. They're on Memorial across from O'Charley's. And that is a good place to go, and they can really get your car clean.
John, I wanted to mention to you on Saturday, this is one of those occasions where we have so much going on in one day, it's impossible to get it all in. District tournament coverage starts at 2 o'clock on Saturday. Actually, we'll go on the air at 1:45. 2 o'clock, the first of 4 games. And on Saturday as well, the Blue Raiders are at Arkansas Little Rock, the men and the women. So WMOT 89.5 on your FM dial will be broadcasting those games. And we'll have the tape delay broadcast for those fans who are here and didn't get to hear the broadcast so they can listen on their way home. So you can listen either live on WMOT or tape delayed here on WGNS this Saturday. George Stanberry with the basketball now as we get underway here in the third quarter of play. They feed it down low, and Tomas Gray has stolen it away. Lineups coming up here for you in just a moment. McGrone, left wing, drives the lane, pulls up, now throws it away to nobody. Should have gone up there with that, but thought someone was going to cut through. McGrone, Thigpen, Wilson, Campbell, and Gray, the lineup for Riverdale. For Oakland, it's Oliver, Smith, Epps, Lippert, and Stanberry, who has the ball now. Starting lineups from Game Days, Team Sports, Winners Trophies, and Fans Heating and Air. Oliver baseline cut off there by Thigpen. They're moving left to right as we see it now. Driving. Little three-footer, no good by Emmanuel Smith. Tomas Gray with the rebound. Down the floor quickly. In the corner to Wilson for 3. He's deadly and nailed it. I love to see him shoot from out there, John, because you know it's got a better than average chance of going in.
I wonder how many shots he takes a day at practice on that corner shot.
He's good at it, and I think that's one of the more difficult shots, corner shot.
Oh, I think it's – well, there's no backboard. There's nothing to help you.
Thick pin, fouls Oliver. That is number three on thick pin, and that is tough here for the Warriors as we start here. We need the big man inside to battle on the boards. Oliver at the Fans Heating and Air free throw line. The first one is a little short. Well, neither one of these teams have been warming it up from the free throw line, but if you need a warmer home, Fans Heating and Air can help you out with that, 893-7930. It's going to be cold this weekend, you know. A little snow flurry action. Blizzard on Saturday, maybe. Oliver missed the second one. Rebound, McGrone.
A what on Saturday?
Blizzard.
Blizzard.
Yeah.
Oh.
Flurry blizzard. And they're going to call an offensive foul on Tomas Gray.
Are you saying right now no accumulation?
Don't think so.
Well, we'll hold you to that.
Maybe a dusting. Foul is on McGrone and not on Gray. It was on McGrone before he passed off to Wilson. I'm sorry, McGrone before he passed off to Gray. Second foul on Austin McGrone.
Spring is almost here. It can't snow.
I know. Baseball season underway now for the Blue Raiders, believe it or not. Ball State in town. Left wing Epps. Good bounce pass into Oliver. He takes it back out to the three-point line, far baseline. Now gets it back. Turns, spins, trying to go in, and thrown away.
Well, there was a double team on Oliver, and Kyle really didn't have anywhere to go. I mean, he just really just trying to force that in, and there just was no place to go.
31-25. Somebody in this game is going to get warm here soon, I think. Will it be Riverdale or Oakland? Kind of come out, both teams pretty stale here in the second half. Gray to Wilson. Wilson lobs it to Thigpen. Baseline, he's double-teamed. Got to get rid of it. No. Double-team relaxed a bit. He took a step toward the basket but missed the shot. Stanberry dumps it down low, finds Emmanuel Smith running baseline for the two. That is Emmanuel's first basket.
That's hard to believe, isn't it? I mean, he's really smooth. He just sometimes foul trouble gets him in trouble and he has to go on the bench. And
he hasn't had foul trouble tonight. However, he's just had several that wouldn't fall for him. 33-25. Laverne and Smyrna boys coming up next here on State Farm District Tournament coverage. From the right corner, it's Tomas Gray from three-point land. Gray with the first bank three to give him nine and Riverdale's leading scorer, 33-28. They just can't get much closer than this to Oakland, John. Now Emmanuel Smith just inside the arc. Top of the key, missed it. Rebound, Stanberry for three. This one short. Rebound, Emmanuel Smith got it in the right spot. Missed it. Goes up, and they're going to call a foul.
Well, there's two things that have plagued Riverdale tonight. That was an instance where they got three looks at the basket and are still going to probably get points out of it going to the free throw line and turnovers.
30-second timeout here. Riverdale wants to call a timeout and talk about some of these missed opportunities for rebounds, but you will not miss an opportunity with Bob Buggenstan Vault.
Thank you, Segway guy, tonight.
I'm on fire with
really
the Segways.
You're on something. Don't settle for anything less than the best. The Bob Parks Auction team of Stan Vault and Bob Bug is the best. Put their years of market experience to work for you. You can consider it sold with Bob Bug and Stan Vault at Bob Parks Auction, 896-4600, and online at bobparksauction.com. And join us for the Prentice Awesome Heating and Air Coach's Corner, 9 a.m. each Saturday morning, except this Saturday morning. We're not going to be there because we're going to have a lot of games on Saturday. It's followed by Cougar Corner at 11 and all from the Cedar Bucket Restaurant on Las Casas Pike. But
just
it will be
not
preempted.
This Saturday.
But it'll be preempted this Saturday due to district tournament.
The following week, by the way.
I didn't segue into that very good, did I?
The next Saturday, not this Saturday, but the next, it's going to be region teams, girls and boys. So it will be a very full Saturday. We'll have to really click right on through those interviews, but hoping to have all of the teams at
Don't look at me about clicking through the interviews.
Region tournament. At the foul line, Emmanuel Smith just hit both free throws.
So three shots at the basket. Didn't get them, but they got the rebounds, and then they still wound up with 2 points out of it.
35-28. It's been that kind of a night for Riverdale. Wilson out near midcourt. Has it tipped away from behind by Stanberry. Now Stanberry all alone for the lay-in. George Stanberry, he's only got five. He hit a three in the first quarter and has been pretty silent since then. Oakland has had very balanced scoring tonight.
Points off turnovers have just really hurt the Warriors. Oakland's really got aggressive on defense as well.
Riverdale whipping it around outside. Tomas Gray, top of the key, finds left wing Woodson, and now there's going to be a foul called underneath the basket on Stanberry, I do believe. And it is on Stanberry, and the bad part about that is that's number three on Stanberry. So Oakland with Stanberry with three. Thigpen for Riverdale has three. So a bit of foul trouble brewing. Tomas Gray from the near baseline to inbound, and before that, a foul on Oakland. And it's on Lippert. It's his first. Woodson to trigger it in, I think. Yes. Barely gets it in. They're going to say kick, so we'll try it again. 3:56 to go in the third. 37-28, Oakland. Woodson cutting through here near side is Wilson. No three for him. They're over him. They're on him pretty tight. Woodson in the far corner now. Takes a few dribbles here near midcourt to Wilson. Goes to the right wing, gives it off to Campbell. The baseline jumper no good. Rebound comes out deep. Igabor has it for the Patriots. Bounce pass to Epps, and then Epps lost it out of bounds. Just a bad pass, and he couldn't control it. Seven Oakland turnovers. John's going to have the Smyrna Laverne boys game for you. The second game of our doubleheader here tonight. Two tonight, two tomorrow, four on Saturday. Girls championship. Consolation and championship on Monday, boys on Tuesday. Pass to the left wing, Woodson. Back to Wilson, straight away. To Gray, now Woodson has it. Back to Gray, or tipped away. It's going to be tipped away, but couldn't control it. Emmanuel Smith, using that speed, tipped it before it got to Gray. Woodson triggers in to Gray from the near sideline. Gray uses a pick. Now Thigpen rolls off of it, gets it back. Now down low, Gray missed the shot. Boy, he was open too. Missed opportunity for Riverdale there. Up the floor, Igabor has it. Deep right wing to Epps. Fakes, doesn't take it. Dunaway in the game now. Has it, flip out to Igabor, goes left side, glides all the way in there. Left-handed layup, won't go. Rolls all the way around the rim. Rebound Gray. Gray to Thigpen. Thigpen back out to Wilson with 2.5 to go. 37-28, Oakland. Gray from the right wing, asks for a pick. Set by Thigpen, and now a foul on Dunaway.
Ricky just couldn't get set. He just kind of ran into Gray, picked up the foul.
It's his first. Jeff Shipley is the voice you hear in the background doing the PA. I would assume he's going to be here for the whole tournament. Kendall Wellborn in for Oakland. And Watkins in for the Warriors. Jeff's done this for many years, football and basketball, does a great job. Riverdale gets it in and whipping it around the horn outside. Wilson finally gets it into Thigpen. Turns, spins, six-footer, bounces twice, bounces three times, will not fall. Rebound Riverdale. Good job there by Woodson to get the board. Passes off and gets it back. Woodson to Thigpen. Thigpen flips it back out here, left wing. to Steven Wilson. Now penetrates, gets in there, flips it out to Woodson. Now Watkins for three, right wing. Cameron Watkins with the first bank three. The Warriors within six.
That was a good ball movement there by Riverdale.
This is about as close as Riverdale has been able to keep it. 5-6 points. Now Watkins is going to foul Wellborn for Oakland.
They got within five at one point, and then Oakland's answered every time, however, and moved back up to, what, eight or nine?
It's been between five and nine all game. I don't think we've hit double digits yet. Igabor lobs it in, finds Gibbons, who's in. Ryan, top of the key, now backs it back out. Left wing to Wellborn, a minute 13 to go. Third quarter action. Epps looks in, finds Dunaway, tipped away, and Igabor comes away with it, finds Wellborn cutting through for the reverse.
Well, that's a nice play and a good shot by Wilburn.
Tomas Gray drives in now, three ball, Steven Wilson. He can go bananas from out there. Hits another first bank three, his third of the night. Lead is five. Igabor with 40 seconds to Wellborn. Wellborn carried the ball. Turnover Oakland. John, that's ninth turnover for Oakland. I think this is a pretty critical trip down here for Riverdale.
Yeah, they need to break that five-point barrier. And Oakland, of course, you look for them to really amp up the defense here. In fact, they're going to pick them up at half court, well, front court, if it looks like, or at least midcourt.
Going to put pressure on Gray, bringing it down the floor with Epps, making him waste a little time. Now they find over on the right side Jalen Campbell to Watkins. Watkins almost traveled with it to Woodson, right wing with 20 seconds. Woodson back to Campbell. Campbell top of the key. Watkins now right wing. Drives to the foul line. Glides all the way in there. He traveled. And he did.
Took a one extra step.
Coach Kevin Woodson not pleased with his team's play. Oakland's going to have 11 seconds to work with here. If you're Riverdale, you certainly don't want Oakland to score, and Oakland's thinking the opposite. We want to put some points on the board. With six, with five, with four, it's Stanberry with three from the foul line, in and out. Tipped up, won't go for Oliver. Had a couple of looks there. It's the end of three. Oakland leads 39-34. Final stanza coming up as you listen to State Farm District 7 AAA basketball tournament coverage on WGNS.
The cell phones keep changing. This is Melanie Davenport at Sprint by Cellular Concepts. We've got great Android devices. We've got picture mails now and texting. Sprint's come out with an unlimited data plan, $79.99. I call it all you can eat, all the internet, all the texting. And it's free mobile to mobile to any cell phone in the country, so you're not using minutes. $79. Call us at 893-CELL-2355. Sprint by Cellular Concepts.
Hi, this is Jeff Mullins with J. Mullins Jewelry and Gifts on West Northfield Boulevard. Come by and see us. We have gifts for all different price ranges and for all occasions. We have Luminox, we have Citizen, we have Seiko, we have Tensi watches. They're all wooden watches with wooden dials, wooden cases, wooden bands. They're really unique, something that you can wear and get a lot of compliments on them. Right behind Green Bank and right next door to Fuji's restaurant.
Get to a better state, State Farm.
FM 100.5, FM 101.9, AM 1450.
State Farm District 7 AAA basketball tournament coverage on WGNS. Brought to you by Murfreesboro Automotive on Ridgely Road. OK Jose Mexican Restaurant, Murfreesboro Medical Clinic, and State Farm agent Jenny Allman.
5-point lead for Oakland as we go to the final quarter. The winner moves on, is in the region, will play Blackman. The loser, their season is done. That's what happens in this tournament. First round action. And Riverdale right now facing elimination with the basketball and have thrown it away. Stepping in front of it is Epps. Epps drives, may have traveled there, but lost the ball out of bounds. Last touch by Woodson.
15 turnovers for Riverdale. Again, that's been their Achilles tonight.
It's been the big bugaboo. Epps gets it in to Stanberry. Stanberry finds Emmanuel Smith, top of the key. Now back to Stanberry, who brings it way back outside. We played 30 seconds here in the final quarter. Kyle Oliver, deep right side to Stanberry. Fadeaway jumper, left side, no good. Rebound, Dante Lippert there to put it back in the hole. Probably their rebound leader tonight, Lippert, with 6 points.
Size really starting to take advantage here, especially on the offensive glass now.
Woodson gives it up to McGrone. McGrone, left wing, now brings it back straight away to Woodson, right side. Woodson now comes here to the near side and hands it off to Gray. Gray pulls up for three. Swish. It's an in-your-face first bank three, Tomas Gray.
That's kept them in it, and they've cut it to four, Brian.
Somebody for Riverdale is going to have to step up. And same thing for Oakland. Who's going to win this game? Oakland has had the momentum and led all the way. Riverdale nipping on their heels now. Lippert fires up the three. Partially blocked, maybe. Steven Wilson drives right side. Shot rejected. They're going to say count the basket for Steven Wilson. Goaltending the call. So Wilson gets the basket. 13 points for him.
That was a nifty little move by Steve Wilson. He just kind of flipped it up there, knowing that if he tried to go on up, he'd probably get it blocked.
2-point lead for Oakland. Dante Lippert finds Stanberry, drives in the lane, fires it up there. Did he travel? Offensive foul. Well, things are going to get very, very interesting. Stanberry going to have to come out. That is his fourth foul. 6 minutes to go. Riverdale trails by two. This is as close as they've been since the start.
His foul trouble has almost made him a non-factor tonight.
Yeah, he picked up two fouls early. Now a foul here in the backcourt called on Igabor.
Well, we got an interesting 5 minute, 58 seconds to go here.
Riverdale can tie with a two or take their first lead of the game with a three. Deep right side. Wilson glides in there, fires it up. It hit off the front of the rim. Woodson with the rebound. Baseline jumper good, and we're tied. Brad Woodson with the rebound and put back 41 all.
That was a huge rebound, and he's done that tonight on several occasions.
Epps drives right side, floats one up there. They're going to call a foul on McGrone, and two shots upcoming from the Fans Heating and Air free throw line.
And that's a case where Epps made a good move. He just kind of stopped, and really you just put your hand up in the air, let him shoot it. But instead, McGrone reached in there, picked up the foul.
Epps has a couple. The first one is good. Fans Heating and Air has been providing unparalleled product, service, and support since 1966. Another toss coming up here for Devin Epps. Shot it and got it. 4 points for Epps. Oakland back up by two. Tomas Gray down the far sideline. Crosses the timeline now, pulls up, maintains his dribble. Tries to back his way over to the far corner. Gives it off to Thigpen. Thigpen bounces it baseline to McGrone. Lost control of it. Flips it back out. Saved by Wilson. And Woodson, good hands, pulls it in. A three ball away. No good by Gray. Rebound. Dunaway. And Dunaway's fouled by Thigpen. And that's Thigpen's fourth. I think they called it on. No, they called it on McGrone. That is McGrone's fourth foul. So four fouls on McGrone. He has to come out.
McGrone's had kind of a frustrating night. He and Stansberry, it just kind of hurts you. When you get in foul trouble, it just kind of takes you out of your game a little bit.
4:50 to go in the game. 2-point Oakland lead. Riverdale's tied it at 41. They have not led in the game. Igabor to the left wing. Looking around, steps in, backs out. Now timeout Oakland. 30-second timeout for us. We'll be right back. Oakland up by two.
For over four decades, Fans Heating and Air has been a symbol of quality for Murfreesboro and Rutherford County. Alton and Jason Fan are there to ensure quality to every customer, even showing up on site. Fans Heating and Air is located on Jayhawk Court near the county school board offices. They ask that you stop by or call 893-7930. That's 893-7930. For friendly, complete service on Amana, Bryant, or York Heating and Air products, Fans will do it all. Sell you your choice of products and then install it with their factory-trained, experienced professional staff. In the unlikely event you need service, Fans will be there with trained technicians. Fans specializes in new homes, custom homes, or existing buildings. Give Fans Heating and Air a call today, 893-7930, 893-7930. Good luck to all our schools and student athletes from Fans Heating and Air.
Basketball, Devin Epps after the inbounds to Igabor. Oakland up by two. Igabor gives it off left wing to Epps, who backs back out near the three-point line to Dunaway. Now near side, Igabor. He penetrates to the foul line over to Emmanuel Smith, left wing. Emmanuel steps in, backs back out. 4:40, make that 4:09 to go in the game. Oakland by two. Igabor fakes the three, drives in the lane. Offensive foul is the call. Two fouls on Isaiah Igabor. Probably a good call there. Woodson, length of the floor to go. Big Pen takes a few dribbles, now gives it back up in the backcourt to Gray, who crosses the timeline now. A two would tie, a three would give Riverdale their first lead. Woodson to Campbell, now left wing to Steven Wilson. Now Gray for the lead, no good off the front of the rim. Rebound, Oliver for Oakland. Gives it up to Igabor, bounce pass in the corner to Epps, left wing. Epps to the foul line, dishes back out. Igabor now back to Epps here, baseline driving to Emmanuel Smith, toes the line, it's going to be a two. Two for Emmanuel Smith. Lead back up to four now for Oakland with 3:20 to go in the game. The winner moves on to the region tournament and into the semifinals. The loser, their season is over. Gray, top of the key to Thigpen. Turns, spins, tries to get back in there over Dunaway, and they say Thigpen traveled, and he did. That is turnover number 16 for the Warriors. That very well may be the biggest stat of the game. Timeout Oakland, which we will take as well. 45-41 Patriots with 3:03 left in the game. You're listening to State Farm District 7 AAA Basketball Tournament coverage on the Big G.
Stuck in a state of falling behind, struggling to keep up with your kids, your finances, your insurance, your life? I'm State Farm Agent Andy Wama. Let me help you simplify and get you to a better state. By handling your auto, home, and life insurance, you'll have more time for everything else. More money, too. Because adding State Farm policies could mean earning discounts worth up to 40%.
Get to a better state, State Farm.
I'm State Farm Agent Andy Wama. 890-0850.
Get to a better state, State Farm.
FM 100.5, FM 101.9, AM 1450.
Farm District 7 AAA Basketball Tournament coverage on WGNS, brought to you by Sir Pizza, the three Murfreesboro locations. A young boy still doing that. A young guy still,
is he still eating Sir Pizza?
Sir Pizza?
Well, he's still eating.
Devouring it?
Yes.
Okay. Check out GoPrimeTimeSports.com and click on the Sir Pizza podcast button to listen to and download recent games. Sir Pizza sponsors WGNS Primetime Sports podcast online.
You know, you and I, we can eat, right? We like to eat with the best of them. Watching a 13-year-old boy eat will almost make you sick.
Yeah. Yeah. I agree with that.
As much as they can put away. 3 minutes to go. 4-point lead for Oakland, and they have the ball. Epps crosses the timeline now. We're at Smyrna High School and Harry Gill Gymnasium for the district tournament. This is the first of 12 games for us here of the district tournament between now and Tuesday. Oakland has spread the floor, and they're running some clock. Next foul, either team, will be in the bonus. Somebody's going to have to hit some free throws down the stretch, and it's going to be Oakland. Epps, they're going to go fouling early, and that's probably smart by Kevin Woodson. Epps going to the foul line.
Well, Oakland has hit their last four, and Epps is probably one of their better free throw shooters, so they're big for Epps right here with 2:24 to go in the game, and they're only leading by four.
1-1 at the Fans Heating and Air free throw line for Devin Epps. Shot it and missed it. Rebound, Riverdale. It has been a struggle tonight, free throws for both teams. Will it continue to be? That's the story that's yet to be told. Ray to Woodson.
Riverdale would just like to get to the free throw line. Only six attempts.
Wilson to Gray from the foul line. Swish. Tomas Gray with a huge basket. 14 points for him, and Riverdale is within two. 2 minutes to go in the game. You're listening to State Farm Prep Basketball on WGNS. We'll be
okay, Jose, Tex-Mex cuisine.
Hola, amigos. This is Sergio from Okay, Jose. I'm the manager. Come join us. Come try us out. We would like to earn your business. We make everything fresh from scratch. Come go and join us for a good quality meal.
Mondays are mini burritos. Tuesdays are tacos. And Wednesdays are enchiladas for just 99 cents. Happy hour every day from 3 to 7 at Okay, Jose.
Okay, Jose, Tex-Mex cuisine. In the Walmart Shopping Center on Rutherford Boulevard. Where are you going for lunch?
Okay, Jose.
Haynes Brothers Lumber Company specializes in replacement and custom windows and doors. This is Terry Haynes, and Sun Windows and Doors have a wide array of options to fit every application and budget. Our knowledgeable staff will help you with design ideas to answering technical glass performance questions. Haynes Brothers Lumber and Sun Windows and Doors. It's a winning combination. Call us today at 893-1515 or stop by our showroom on Northwest Broad Street. Haynes Brothers Lumber Company and Sun Windows, the people you know, the people you trust.
Get to a better state, State Farm.
FM 100.5, FM 101.9, AM 1450.
For over 75 years, TOA's team of orthopedic physicians have served the entire mid-state region, treating more athletes in Middle Tennessee than anyone. We help you heal online at TOA.com.
Oakland with the basketball and a slim two-point lead. This game has gotten really tight here in this final quarter. Epps. Oakland's led throughout now in the lane. Kyle Oliver turns, spins a nice move in there. Might have gotten away with a push, but nonetheless, he scores.
But he didn't lean in, and I think that was the important reason he didn't get the call against him. And a really great move there by Oliver.
Jalen Campbell with the ball, a minute and a half to go. Steven Wilson, deadly. From out in the corner, they're all over him. Campbell, deep right corner, minute 23 to go. Four-point lead for Oakland. Tomas Gray uses a pick, goes to the corner. Gray, foul line, flips it back out, finds Wilson. Wilson uses another pick from way downtown, this off the back of the rim. Rebound Campbell, bodies fly, whistles, two players down. One of those is...
I think it's Oakland on Oakland.
Well,
looks like Oliver and...
Foul on Oliver. It's Campbell who gets up slowly. It is Oliver's second foul. That should be his third foul, but I have three. The board says two, so.
Well, they both took a hard spill, and Oliver kind of looked a little loopy-headed there, didn't he? I mean, it's kind of shaking it off, walked back toward Mike Wright, and got the cobwebs out.
Jalen Campbell has huge free throws coming up here, and he's got to hit the first to get the second attempt. It's 1-1 for Jalen Campbell, his team trailing by four. Shot it and missed it off the front of the rim. Rebound, Oakland had it and tipped out of bounds by Gray apparently at the last moment. Going to be Oakland basketball. Riverdale, I'm sure, will foul here pretty quickly. 1:01 to go in the game. Oliver looking to get it in and find Stanberry. Stanberry in the backcourt. Bounce pass thrown away by Oakland and Riverdale basketball. Well, didn't have to foul.
And that was huge that they didn't have to foul because now they get it underneath their basket, an opportunity to get a score and then set that press up all over again.
Oakland turnover is number 10.
One of the keys tonight is they've kept Oakland to under 50 points up to this point, and Riverdale averaging around 40-something. They have to get in the 40s, and they have, so the reason they're in it.
Woodson double-teamed in the corner, and we got a Riverdale timeout, which we will take as well with 51 seconds to go. Oakland 47, Riverdale 43 on State Farm District 7 AAA tournament coverage.
While other banks have closed branches, First Bank is on the move, and we're excited about it. I'm Ben Weatherford, and First Bank is constructing a new state-of-the-art branch in front of the Publix supermarket on the New Salem Highway. We do have experienced bankers like Brandon Burks, Al Miller, or Joey Allison who are eager to assist you and your business. So come on by or visit us on the web at firstbankonline.com. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Hi, I'm Andy, and we're Intersource. We offer the best in TV, internet, phone, home theater, and much, much more. If you're looking for
a superior sales experience,
815-1800.
An installation experience with attention to detail,
815-1800.
Extraordinary customer service,
815-1800.
A company that cares about taking care of you,
815-1800.
Go to the source.
Intersource. Intersource is your trusted source for entertainment, 815-1800.
Get to a better state, State Farm.
FM 100.5, FM 101.9, AM 1450.
Coming up in the Prentice Auto Pioneer postgame show, we'll have your Loveless Fine Photography players of the game, minus the Murfreesboro shift of the game, and stats, Jennings and Air Funeral Home scoreboard. More.
Gray fires up the long two. It is no good. Oliver going to be fouled after the rebound and go into the line for 1-1.
Riverdale still looking for that big basket. Maybe rushed that one just a little bit. I think that was a set play, however. They did get a good look.
45.6 seconds to go in the game.
Riverdale has not gone under a rock and hidden, though, tonight.
No, they haven't.
They came to play.
They trail by four, but Oakland's Oliver at the line for 1-1. The fans heating and air free throw line. The first one good, so he'll get another.
Cal Oliver, who has struggled at the free throw line the last two or three games, that was a money shot right there.
48-43. He's got another one. Shot it and missed it.
Still a two-possession game here.
Rebound Campbell to Gray. 40 seconds. Gray drives the lane. They let him go all the way in, and he scores. Tomas Gray giving up the two. Now there's going to be a travel in the backcourt.
Tomas Gray took what the defense let him have to get the 2 points. It was a two-possession game, so you needed only 2 or 3 points, and he took the two. And now a big turnover by Oakland. 31 seconds, still plenty of time for Riverdale.
That was the mistake Oakland made, was the turnover in the backcourt. So Riverdale ball to Steven Wilson. Three-point ball game. Wilson drives baseline, gets in there, and is fouled by Dunaway. Going to the foul line with 26.6.
Well, Ricky Dunaway didn't like that call, and I'm not sure if he was set. If he was set, then it probably would have been a charge. But little Steven Wilson wasn't going to be able to, it wasn't going to look like a charge because he just ran into a brick wall.
That's 5'6 versus 6'5.
Yeah, yeah. And probably about a weight limit of about 100 pounds. Difference, anyway.
Wilson at the foul line. Riverdale fans need him to hit these free throws. First one is no good. Rebound Oliver, and now a foul. Oliver's going to the foul line with 25 seconds.
Well, if he hits these two,
still be a two-possession
game.
But if he misses, that's a one-possession game with a three that could tie it. 25 seconds. So to say this is a huge free throw for the sophomore, Kyle Oliver, would be an understatement.
And if he does miss, we'll see if Kevin Woodson calls another timeout.
Oliver shot it and missed it. Rebound, Gray. 24 seconds, three-point game. Gray down the floor. Got to give it up and does the Thigpen. To Campbell for three for the tie. No good off the front of the rim. Rebound tipped out of bounds, and they say Woodson fouled over the back. Campbell had a great look at it there, John.
Well, he could have taken a couple more dribbles probably, but he was trying to shoot the three, and he did have a good look. Woodson trying to get the rebound over the back.
So Epps is going to the foul line.
Still got to shoot him, though, Brian. Still got to hit him if you're Oakland.
Well, they're in the double bonus now when we come back after this timeout. Two free throws for Oakland coming up. A three-point lead for the Pats when we return.
It's time for Blue Raider Baseball, and Lightning's Locker Room is ready to update your Middle Tennessee baseball gear. Lightning's Locker Room has new Nike tees, new Era brand on-the-field flat-bill hats, just like the players wear, and the new white Sunday hats. Don't miss your chance to be one of the first to wear the new Blue Raider gear. Visit Lightning's Locker Room off-campus location, 910 Ridgely Road, just turn off Broad between Chewy's and Chili's. They're also open at the stadium Fridays and game days. Lightning's Locker Room.
Toots. Good food and fun.
Hi, this is Wade Hayes of Toots Restaurants, inviting you to come into Toots at any of our three locations and try our daily specials. Our most popular specials are chicken finger baskets on Wednesday for $4.99. And on Friday, your choice of shrimp, clam, or fried catfish basket also for only $4.99. Hi, this is Wade Hayes, owner of Toots Restaurant, inviting you to visit one of our three locations here in Rutherford County.
Good food and fun.
Get to a better State Farm.
FM 100.5, FM 101.9, AM 1450.
Tune in next time for the InterSource pregame show. InterSource, your trusted source for entertainment, DirecTV, and more. Coming up is the Brent is Awesome Heating Air postgame show in about 15.4 seconds, maybe.
That soon?
You know, I said
we still got
maybe.
Another game.
Notice I said maybe.
You did say maybe. At the line for two, Epps hits the first.
Between games. Yeah, I'm sorry.
That's Ideas between games. Ideas tease. Prentice also Heating and Air postgame show after the second game, which is Smyrna Laverne coming up. That was a huge free throw. Here's another biggie. It's no good. 14 seconds. Big pin to bring it down the floor. Got to give it up to somebody. Wasting a lot of time. Woodson now down the floor with seven with six. Woodson fires up the three. No good. Rebound, Stanberry, and that's going to be it. The Oakland Patriots are going to be winners tonight in this first-round game and move to 18-10 on the year with a 49-45 win over Riverdale. 49-45, Oakland a winner over Riverdale.